Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the top. So says the Gemara, Chayla Machila Noisai Al Pi Bikiyin. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person is sick on Yom Kippur, Chayla Shiesh Baisakonim, and the doctors say that he needs to eat, so the halacha is that he doesn't keep Yom Kippur. We listen to the doctors. We're Machila Noisai. We give him food Al Pi Bikiyin based on the word of the doctor. So now says the Gemara, a few klalim with regards to a person who's a chayla on Yom Kippur. I'm Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yane says that chayla aymer tzarech, if let's say the chayla says that he needs to eat, he says that he's in a matzav of a sakana, that he needs to eat or else he might die. The reifi aymer eino tzarech, the doctor though says that no, it's not true, he doesn't need to eat, he's going to be fine. The halacha is that shayim in the chayla. In such a case, we listen to the chayla and we give him food. The Mishnah Bura brings in Siman Tav Reish Yud Ches Sifkan Hey that we first tell him, we remind him that it's Yom Kippur, but ultimately we give him food. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if you're going to remind him that it's Yom Kippur and because of that you're going to scare him at it, so then you got to be careful. You have to make sure you're not doing it in a way that's coming to scare him. The point is not to scare him. The point is just to make sure that he remembers that it's Yom Kippur. But we remind him that it's Yom Kippur. And ultimately, we listen to the chayla. If he says he needs to eat, so then even against the doctor's word, we'll listen to the chayla. My taima? Why? What's the reason for that? Because Levi Yedei Amaras Nafshoi, a pasuk, Shlomo Melech teaches us that a person knows what's going on inside by himself. So even if sometimes a doctor might say that he's fine, a person sometimes has a certain sensitivity that he knows what's going on. Says the Gemara's Pshita. So obviously we're going to listen to the Chayla. What's the Chiddush? The way it's explained is that even if it would just be a Suffolk, L'chayra, the fact that the Chayla is saying that he needs to eat should be at least enough to make it into a Suffolk. And the halacha is that Suffolk Nefasha is Lohako, that we're Mekel even by Suffolk Nefashas. So if so, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, if the Chayla says that he needs to eat, so that should for sure be at least enough to make it into a Suffolk, and therefore it's possible that we allow him to eat. Says the Gemara, no, Mahu Detema, I might have thought to say, that Raife Kimli Tfei, that even though it's the doctor's word against the Chayla's word, but maybe we should disregard the Chayla's words, because the doctor is the bigger bucky, he knows what's going on, he went to medical school, he did his training, so he knows what's going on, and therefore we should completely disregard the word of the Chayla. Kamash Malan, that no, we don't disregard the Chayla's word. And the way the Ran explains is that therefore, Midin Safik Nefashos Lahako, we allow him to eat. It's midin safik, we allow him to eat. Bal Kopanim, that was the first cloud that Rabbi Yane taught us, that if the doctor says he doesn't need to eat, but the chayla says he does need to eat, so the halacha is that we listen to the chayla and we feed him. Raifei Amar Tzarech, let's say the doctor says that the patient needs to eat. He says it's a sakana, it's mamish, sakana, it's nefashis, he needs to eat a Yom Kippur. But the patient says, it's not true, I feel fine, I'm telling you, I don't need to eat, I know what's going on, I know what's going on, I'm fine. Says the Gemara, no, we listen to the doctor and we feed him. In fact, the Gemara, my time, why? You just told us, so we should listen to the Chayla. Says the Gemara, no, because tunvahu denakile. We assume that perhaps it's a certain level of shtus. His mental capacity is being compromised due to his sickness. And therefore, we ignore his words and we don't apply the idea of Levi Yedei Amaras Nafshoi, at least again, like the Ran says, to make a suffix, that now we didn't suffix nafashois, we go to Kula and we listen to the doctors and we have him eat. In fact, the Gemara, it's not. So again, so Rabbi Yani told us two klalim. First of all, if the person says that he needs to eat, so we listen to him because Levi Yedei Amaras Nafshoi. If he says he doesn't need to eat, but the doctor, one doctor, he says, Reife, Aymer, Tzarech, so the halacha is that we listen to the doctor. So whether it's the doctor, whether it's the patient that says that he needs to eat, the halacha is that we feed him. In fact, the Gemara, Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Chayla Machilu Naisei Al Pi Bikiyin. It said that we feed a Chayla based on the word of doctors. So first of all, Al Pi Bikiyin and Al Pi Atzmei Lai. First of all, it's Mashma that we only listen to the doctors, we don't listen to him. That's the first question. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yane's first ruling that he said that we listen to the chayla even against the doctor. And the second kasha is that al pi baki echad loy. It's mashma that we only listen when there's two doctors, but now when there's one doctor. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yane's second klal that he said that if one doctor says tzaruch, so then we feed him. The Mishnah is mashma that we only listen to the doctors bikiyin. It's mashma only when there's two. That we never listen to just one doctor. It says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayiskinon da'amar leitzarechna. The case of the Mishnah is different. The case of the Mishnah is talking about where the patient says that he doesn't need to eat. And so therefore, now we need two doctors to say that he does need to eat. We need, in such a case, we need two doctors to say he does need to eat. Dafka, in the case of the, in the ratio of the Mishnah, we need doctors because the patient is saying that he doesn't need to eat, and that's why we need two. So therefore, that's answering the kasha you, we asked, that it's mashma from the Mishnah that we don't listen to the patient. It's not true. Here, the patient is saying that he doesn't need to eat. If we really bet him, we would listen to the patient. If he said he needed to eat, so it's not a kasha from our Mishnah that it's mashma that we only listen to doctors and not the patient. Because the Mishnah is talking about a case where the patient's saying that he doesn't need to eat. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that we listen to the doctors. Okay, well, says the Gemara, v'lisrulei api baki. So why do you need two doctors? Rabbi Yane told us that if even just one doctor says, against the patient's word that he needs to eat, so then we listen to the doctor. So why does the Mishnah say dafka bikin that we listen to two doctors? It says the Gemara, leitzricha deika achrina bahadei. The Amr leitzaruch. The patient's not alone. He has someone else. He has another doctor, let's say, on his side, saying that he does not need to eat. So he has the himself and another doctor saying that he does not need to eat. And then there's another one doctor saying he does need to eat. So then we wouldn't have listened to the doctor who says tzaruch. Therefore the Mishnah says we need two doctors to say that he needs to eat. So that it will be a two against two. And then, at least we did something, then we'll listen to the doctors. That's what the Mishnah means to say, that we listen to the doctors. So says the Gemara. So then, Machil no say api bekiyin. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah means when it says Machil no say api bekiyin. But then pshita, that's obvious. Safik nefashesu. So then that's like regular case of safik nefashes that we go lekula. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, again, pshita savik nefashesu v'savik nefashes lahako. The rule always by savik nefashes is that we go lekula. Says the Gemara leitzricha diika trei achrini bahadei. The amri leitzarach. That with the patient saying leitzarach is two other doctors. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though there's technically three people saying loitzarach, there's three people saying that he does not need to eat. There's the patient himself along with two other doctors. Still, we're machilun they say al pi bekiyin, and if we get two doctors to say that he needs to eat, so then we listen to their edus and we feed him. Va'afal gav damer of safro, and even though Rav Safra said when it comes to edus that trei kameu meyake trei, that there's no difference between 2 and 100 and 102. It's all the same thing. When it's 2 and above, is all the same. So what's the chiddush over here? Who cares if there are three people saying loy tzarach against the two people saying tzarach? There's no difference when it comes to edus of 3 and 2. Says the Gemara, there is a difference, because hani mili lenin edus. With regards to edus, it's true that there's no difference. Aval leinin umdina, but when it comes to getting an opinion about something, so then basar deyas eslinan. So then the halacha is that we do go basar the amount of people. And therefore, really, we should have listened to the three that say loy tzarach. Kamash Malan the Mishnah, then no, that Hani Mili Lenin Umdina de Mimainai. That's only talking about an opinion when it comes to monetary matters. When it comes to an opinion of what happened or something, how something went, played out, or what we should assume in a situation. When it comes to what we should assume in a situation, an opinion about something, so then we listen to the majority of the opinions. However, Avul Hacha Savik Nefash Yesu. But over here, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, even though there are three people saying Leitz Aruch, we don't give too much importance to the amount of people. We still consider it at least to be a suffix, and therefore midin suffix nafasha slahakyo, we feed him al pibakiyan, even though there's him and two other doctors saying loitzarach. Says the Gemara, how could you say that the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about the case of loitzarach? Vahamidi katani seifa, from the fact that the seifa says vim ancham bakiyan. Machilun I say api atzmait, if there are no bekiyin, so then we feed him based on his own words. Michal the reisha damar tzarach. So it's mashma that the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where the chayla is saying that he needs to eat. It's just that the reisha is talking about where there are doctors, and the seif is saying that if there's no doctors, then we just rely on him. So says the Gemara, no, it's not true. The reisha is talking about where he says loy tzarach. And chasuri mechsura b'hachikatani. This is what the Mishnah really means to say. that we are feeding him al pi bekiyin. But me devar mamurim, when is it said that we need bekiyin? Da amr lai tzarachani. That's only in the case where he says I don't need to eat. Aval amar tzarachani. But if he says I need to eat, so then ein sham bekiyin trei. So then if we don't have two bekiyin saying that he does not need to eat, if we don't have bekiyin contradicting him, El Echad, all we have is one, the Amar Leitzarach, who says that he does not need to eat, so then Machil Nosea Piatzmai. So then we feed him based on his own words. Meaning Rabbi Yana's case, if the doctor says Leitzarach, and the patient says Tzarach, so then we listen to the patient. So it comes out, though, according to this Teretz, it comes out that if we would taka have two doctors saying Leitzarach against the patient's word of Tzarach, we would listen to the doctors. It's just that the Mishnah means to say dafka case where we don't have two bekiyin, that we only have one baki contradicting the patient. If we would taka have two, so then we would not listen to the patient. But either way, we answered the question. The question was from the Reisha, that why is the Reisha say dafka that we need two bekiyin, and why do we need baki bekiyin at all? So the Gemara's teretz was, is because the Reisha is talking about a case where the chayla is saying that he does not need to eat. Not only that, but we need two doctors, because with him there are another two doctors saying that he does not need to eat. So therefore, we need two doctors to say that he does need to eat. And then there's a chasuri mechsra, and the Mishnah means to then say in the Seifa that if there's only one doctor contradicting him, and he's saying tzarech, he's saying that he does need to eat, so then we listen to the chayla. Mar Baravashi Amar, he says the same tarot, just he adjusts it a little bit, that no, kol heicha davar tzarechani afilu ika meya da amri loy tzarech l'didei shaminim, that no, it's not true. Any time the patient says he needs to eat, we could even have 100 doctors saying that he does not need to eat, and we listen to the patient, shenemar levi de amars nafshay. Ah, in fact, the Gemara, but the Mishnah says, Tananim ain't sham bekiyin machilin asay api atzmai. The Mishnah's mashma, it's only if there's no two doctors, so then we feed him on his own words. Mashma taima deleka bekiyin, only because there's no bekiyin. Ha'ika bekiyin, but if there would be two doctors contradicting him, loy, so then we wouldn't listen to the patient. Says the Gemara, my Bar Vashi will tell you that hachikamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Bramei devar mamurim da'amar leitzarech. Once the Reish's word said that we need two doctors, that's if the patient says loy tzarachani. Aval amar tzarachani, but if the patient says I need to eat, so then ein sham bekiyin klal. So then the halacha is that we don't pay attention to the doctors. We don't pay attention to the bekiyin. That's what the Mishnah means to say. And rather, machil noisei al pi atzmai. And rather, we listen to the patient, and we feed him based on his word that he needs to eat. But machil noisei al pi atzmai, shenemer, as the Pasuk says, loy videi amaris nafshay. So the way Mar Bar Vashi will learn the safe of the Mishnah is that v'im ein sham bekiyin doesn't mean if there aren't two doctors contradicting him. We could even have two doctors contradicting him. We could have 100 doctors contradicting him. What the Mishnah means to say is that im ein sham bekiyin, meaning if he says sarachani, so then ein sham bekiyin. So then there is no bekiyin. Meaning no matter how many doctors you could have there, physically standing there, we completely ignore anything that they're saying because of the klal of levi yadei amaris nafshay, that the person knows what's going on by him, and therefore we listen to the chayla. So again though, it comes out, from the maskan of the Gemara is that we have two klalim from Rav Yanai. One klal is that if the patient says loy tzarech, and if the doctor says tzarech, so we listen to the doctor. The Mishnah is talking about a specific type of case where there's two other doctors with the chayla saying loy tzarech in the Reisha. There's two other doctors saying loy tzarech, so then we need two doctors to say tzarech, and even though they're outnumbered, it's 3-2, we'll still listen to them. The Seifa is a case where the doctor says he does not need to eat, and the patient's saying he does need to eat. And it's machlekes if it's even talking about a case where there's more than one doctor saying loy tzarech. According to the Tanakhama, there could even be more. It's dafka when there's one doctor saying loy tzarech, but if there's more than one doctor saying loy tzarech, then we'll talk to listen to the doctor. And Mar Bar Vashi will tell you that no, the Seifa of the Mishnah is talking about even a case where there's more than one doctor. There could even be 100 doctors saying loy tzarech, as long as the patient says tzarech, so then we listen to the patient because loy videi amaris nafshay, which is taka how we paskin. We paskin like Mar Bar Vashi. Says the Mishnah, Misha achsei bumus, a person who has a certain sickness, it's a chayla sheish by sakano, it's called bumus. Rashi explains it's a sickness which comes from hunger, and one of the symptoms is that a person loses his eyesight. So a person who has this chayli, which again is a sakana, he has this chayli of bumis. So machilun eisay afilu dvarim temeim. The lacha is that we'll feed him even treif, we'll feed him even non-kosher food. Achi uruenov, until he gets his eyesight back, which is a simen that his chayli is going away. Misha Nashu Kelev Shaita, a person who gets bit by a Kelev Shaita, which the Gemara will discuss exactly what that is, a Kelev Shaita, but a crazy dog. So then the halacha is Ein Machilo Naisai Mechatzar Kavin. The halacha is that we don't Ishalai. We don't give him the dog's liver. Apparently there was some sort of refuah, Bizman Chazal, that they would give the dog's liver to a person who got bit from a Kelev Shaita. So the halacha is, obviously it's not kosher, it comes from a dog, so the halacha is that we don't feed the liver of the dog to a person who got bit from a kelev shaita. Rav Masi ben Charash matir. However, Rav Masi ben Charash was matir. So, Machlokes Rishayim, exactly what this Machlokes is. The way Rashi learns is that the Tanakhama holds that this refuah isn't tested and proven enough. He's not confident about this refuah, and therefore it was pasha the practical thing that the Tanakhama said you can't give it to the patient because it hasn't been proven yet to be a good refuah. Others ask that the Tazia Mikipurim, he asked that even Misafik, Luchayr, we should give it to Misafik. He says the Tanakama holds Vada, it's not a good refuah. Similar type of thing. So either the Tanakama holds he's not sure if it's a good refuah, or that it's Vada, not a good refuah. And Ramasim and Kharish holds that no, it is a good refuah, and therefore we could give it to a person who got bit by Kel Shaita. We could even violate the Isra of Machalas Asuris, because it's Sakana. So for the Sakana, we'll give him the liver. That's the way Rashi more or less learns. That's just the machlekes about whether or not this is a refuah. The way the Rambam, though, in Pirush HaMishnayis, Parakas Mishnavav, the way the Rambam learns is no. The Rambam says that there's no such thing in the physical world as a dog's liver being a treatment for a person who got bit by a kelev shaita. It just doesn't work like that. And we can trust the Rambam. The Rambam was a doctor. And he says it doesn't work like that. That's not a natural refuah to eat a dog's liver. That's just that there's nothing, there shouldn't be anything about that that should heal a person that got bit from a kelev shaita. Rather, the Rambam says that it must be that this refuah was some sort of refuah that worked b'derech segula. It was a spiritual sort of refuah. It wasn't something natural. It was something supernatural. And so the machlekes that comes out, if you the Rambam, the machlekes, the Tanakama, and Rav Masi ben Charash, was whether or not you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a refuah that doesn't work naturally. It's a refuah that works b'derech segula. It can't be explained naturally. It's something which only works b'derech segula. So that's the machlokes. The Tanakama holds in such a case you cannot be mechal Shabbos for such a refuah. And Rav Masi ben Charash holds that you could be mechal Shabbos for such a refuah. Which I didn't get a chance to look into it, but I believe there was a shaila like this that happened years ago in Europe. A shaila of whether or not you could be mechal Shabbos to write a kameya. A kameya is not something which obviously doesn't work in a natural kind of way. It's not something you could go to medical school and learn how to do. It's something which works b'derech segula. So that's the shaila. Could you be mechal Shabbos to write a kameya for a person as a refuah? That's the that could be told in this machlekes. According to the Rambam, that's told in this machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Masi ben Charash. The Tanakama holds that you cannot be mechal Shabbos for a refuah that doesn't work naturally. And Rav Masi ben Charash was matir this refuah, even though it's not something which worked in natural means. He held that you're still allowed to be mechal Shabbos for such a refuah. Says the Gemara, Va'oidam Rav Masi, says the Mishnah, Va'oidam Rav Masi ben Charash. Rav Masi ben Charash told us a different halacha as well, that one who has some sort of sickness in his throat, and Rashi explains that this is a sickness which is a chayli sheish b'isakana. So the halacha is metilin le'sam b'seich piv b'shabbos. So the halacha is that we could give him some sort of medication, some sort of sam into his mouth on Shabbos, even though refuah on Shabbos is generally aser, but we're allowed to do it because it's a sakana, mibneishu safik, or at least a safik sakana, mibneishu safik nefashos, and the halacha is v'chol safik nefashos adaychas haShabbos. Anytime even you have a safik, a pikuach nefesh, so the halacha is that you're even daicha Shabbos. Of course, Yom Kippur as well. Even Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, you're daicha in the case of Savi Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Mishnah to illustrate the point, Misha Nafla Olav Mapailas. Let's say you have a building that collapsed, and Safek Husham, Safek Eino Husham. You're not sure if there's a person underneath some of the rubble. Safek Chai, Safek Meis. Even maybe there's a person there, but it's a Safek if he's alive or not. Safek Husi, Safek Yisrael. There might be a person who's Vadeh there. You don't know if it's a Jew or a guy. So the halacha is the fact of the love is a gal. The halacha is that you're still going to be Mechal Shabbos to uncover the rubble in order to save whoever it is that's there. Matsuhu chai mefakchen. And let's say you start to uncover it and you see that he's alive, so obviously then continue, v'meis yanichuhu. And if not, so then you let him remain there. Lamaisa, if on Shabbos, you can't be touching him. So if you see that he's dead, so then you have to wait till after Shabbos to continue dealing with it. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, minayin hayu yoidin shi yihiru enav. So now we're going back to the case of the bulmus. We said bulmus is a sickness, it's sheish by sakanam. And one of the symptoms is that a person loses his eyesight, so we feed him until he gets his eyesight back. So says the Braisa, then how do we know when a person gets his eyesight back? And so the Meiri explains that, meaning, let's say it's at night. Let's say it's night. So now how do you know if you could see again? So says the Braisa, it's mishiyavchem in toiv l'ra. It's when he could tell the difference between good and bad, which amar abayu v'taymo, it means in taste. When he could taste the difference between something which tastes good, a good dish, and a bad dish, that's when you know he has his eyesight back. Tan rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, misha achzu bulmus. So this is a very famous klal. The person who has bulmus, machil naisei hakal akal. The halacha is that we give him the most lighter iser. When you have a choice, when you open up the fridge and you're deciding what to give him, you have to look for the thing which is the least severe iser. Even amongst different things that are usr, says the Gemara, says the Brice, says examples, tevo v'nevelo. Let's say you have tevo, which is a chi of misa, a person who eats tevo. And you have nevelo, which is just a lav. So the halacha is machil naisei nevelo. We choose nevelo. You always choose the lighter iser. Tevel v'shvias, let's say you have tevel and shvias. Shvias is only in the Isser Assay. So shvias, you give him the pair of shvias. Tevel v'truma, let's say you have a choice between tevel and truma. Tevel, you have a meaning, let's say 100 grapes in front of you, and he needs to eat all 100. So now you could either leave it in its tevel state and give it to him, or you could take off truma and give it to him. So and if you leave it in its tevel state, you'll be feeding him tevel. If you take off truma, so a lot of it will be chulin, but you're also going to be feeding him truma. So which is the worst iser to be ivran, tevel or truma? So says the Gemara, tanayi, that's a machlekes tanayim. The tani we learned in the Braisa. Machilun oisei tevel, ve'im machilun oisei truma. The Tanakhama says that we'd rather feed him tevel than to take off truma to give him truma. Then tema oimer, then no truma v'loi tevel, that we give truma, we don't give tevel. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba explains something which l'chayra should be obvious, but that heichad efshar b'chulin, if you could take off, separate trumas, and then the chulin that's left is enough to satisfy the chayla, so then the kuli amolei pligi de misakninan lei umasfinan lei. So then everybody agrees that we're misaking the tevel, we take off the trumais, and we feed him the chulin, because that's all he needs, and we don't have to violate any isurim. Ki pligi b'deloi efshar b'chulin. The machlekes is dafka in a case where he needs to eat all of it. The chulin itself is not going to be enough to relieve the sakana. And so then there's just the machlekes, which one should we rather feed him, the tevel or the truma? And what's the machlekes based on? You see, the truma is not such so chamer. We see some people are allowed to even eat truma, so it's not bad to them. So therefore, it's better to feed him tevel. However, so therefore it's better to feed him truma, sorry, than tevel. Tevel is more chamer, as we see from the fact that no one's allowed to eat tevel. Truma has a heter. Umayr sever truma chamura. However, the other man, the Amar, holds that no, really truma is more chamer. Avol tevel efshel sakune. And the raya that tevel is more kal is because tevel has a fix. Even for this person who's not a kayin, even for this person, you could take off trumas. So since it has a fix, that shows you that it's less chamer. And therefore, tevel, you should feed him tevel rather than truma. But that's the klal. We always feed the person, you see the most light iser, which is taken and applied to Yom Kippur, the Paiskim, the Rishayim already, the Ramban, the Rush brings it over here, that they say that also on Yom Kippur, if we have a chayla sheyesh by sakana that has to eat on Yom Kippur, so the halacha is machilun I say akal akal, we feed him the most light iser, and being at chatzi shir, even though it's asam in a Torah, but it's not chayiv karis, so therefore when it comes to Yom Kippur, other tanesim perhaps not, but at least when it comes to Yom Kippur, so then, if a person has to eat, we'd rather feed him the most light iser, which would be chatzi shir. And that's where it comes from, the idea of a person who needs to eat on Yom Kippur, of eating the shiurim, of eating dafka, pachas mikashir, less than a shir every, let's say, 9 minutes. It comes from this gemara of machil nasei akal akal, also gemara increases, but I've always, when we have a choice of a person who needs to violate an iser, so the halacha is you have to first go for the lighter iser. So shayla fits midarabana, midaraisa, this will all be discussed, Bezuz Hashem, at the end of the week in the Reis Al-Halacha article.